You give to the to the needies, so those who need, and you make offering to the enlightened beings, so to the Buddhas, and then through that you will become rich. And then somebody says, how can you become rich? Then you cannot explain, you cannot give a reason. You know? You say, you know, it is, you know, you say, oh, because Buddha said it. So you just believe, you believe on just because it's said by Buddha. You know, Buddha said that, so you just believe it.
Sanjiga Kansu Matan Hiva Mepayim, Jinsen the Chene, Ota, Koshuboshoma, the Mamajimata, and the engineers, and the Ichichevetan Nego Yaris.
So what, you know, what Buddha says, you know, is infallible, you know, it's incontrovertible. So that because of that, you know, whatever Buddha says, you know, it's true. We believe that. So because Buddha says that you will become rich if you practice generosity, so we believe that. You know. Uh-huh. This is, you know, how can you become rich if you practice Buddha generosity? Oh, because Buddha said it.
That's why Mazen Rawachi, Magichi Bongo Tsunung Sumbala, then a Tande, Tande Charanga Lutente, Tande Charanga Lutte Yapote, Tavajin Jawachi Sangi Lutte Yapote, Jukaral Tene Shumare Selama. Or Jevangema, Magichabomi Turum, Yabosoma, and Shore Essen, but Laguiare. Yeah, Magichabomi Turusuna, me little Tobadi, Carres, Yanjo, Sino, then they be serious and just cut to good you all about it. Or the nigger picking Jinjaga Nanja Lama by him, but Sanjicham did the Sumba, yes. Or to the other, Shindukunji Teleo.
So, in a similar way, you know, the human rebirth, the human body that we have now, prophet human rebirth that we have now, you know, is the result of practicing morality. Yeah. So we say, oh, you practice morality and then you will have a higher state of rebirth as a human being and so forth. But if you ask, you know, how, you know, why is that, you know, how does that work? You know, how does that work? And if you practice general, you know, if you practice morality, then you'll have perfect human rebirth because, you know, you cannot give some reason, you know, because Buddha said it. So that's why we have to believe because it, you know, because Buddha said it. So these kind of things are extremely obscure phenomena. So the human rebirth that we have now is not. It's not produced without cause and condition, right? Even you accept that, right? None of you accept that it is produced without cause and condition, right? Do you understand what I mean? Is it produced, the human body that we have now, did we gain it without any cause and condition? Did we get it? So we all accept that it came through the cause and conditions, right? So if it is produced or if it came about independence upon cause and condition, then how was that cause, you know, how was that cause created? So the reason why we were born as a human being, not born as a, you know, a lower realm being, you know, in the lower realm, you know, it's because we practice morality of abandoning 10 and virtuous action. Because we practiced abandoning the 10 and virtuous action in our past life, like when the being in our past life practiced to abandon the 10 and virtuous actions. You know, so that's why we have a human rebirth now. And if he or she didn't practice the morality of abandoning 10 and virtuous action, and instead created attendant virtualization, then we will be born in the lower realm, not as a human being, right? So then why did, you know, so then we say, oh, because Buddha said it, you know, Buddha said it, so that's why we accept it or we believe it. And then why do we believe Buddha? It's because Buddha, you know, is infallible. So he taught about the, you know, like cause and conditions or cause and results, that if you create a good cause, you have a good result. If you create a bad cause, you'll have a bad result. So which can be seen, right? So because what Buddha said, you know, is infallible or incontrovertible, so therefore, you know, we accept what Buddha said. You know, in this case, that, you know, that if you practice morality, you'll be born as human being, or, you know, born in upper realm, higher realm. And if you practice generosity, you'll become wealthy and so forth.
Oh, that was it. That's the name that I'm not watching. Tambo, so you, but me get down, you know.
So those are the things, like the thing that you can see, you can understand, or you can see just by, you know, just by looking at it, is obvious things, right?
And things
that cannot be, you know, cognized or understood just by looking at it, but it has to depend on the reason, you know, to understand it. So those things are called slightly obscured
things. So
there are other things, you know, that cannot be cognized, you know, by looking at it, or just, you know, by giving reasons, and that which is understood, you know, by depending on the, you know, Buddha's speech. You know. So those are the extremely obscured phenomena or things.
Oh yeah,
So that's the reason why, you know, the valid inferential cognizer is divided into three, you know, from the way it cognizes the object. So the first one is the inferential cognizer by the power of the fact, and the example of that is that it says that the sound is impermanent. Sound is impermanent because it is a product. This is the inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent by the reason that it is a product. So what will you say if someone asks you whether sound is permanent or impermanent?
Yes or no? You say no?
Is it impermanent or permanent? Is it permanent or not?
Impermanent. Why?
Because it's a
product.
Yes, that's it.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah, you should say that. So like that, you know, if someone asks you whether you are impermanent or not, then what do you say?
What do you say?
Imperfect.
Imperfect. Why?
Created by causes and conditions.
Got it. Got it. Good. Mm-hmm. Got it. 데 칸에 랍시바자 마 칸에 랍시바자 마 디 된다 양에나 삼모당 그래서 근데 생은 좋아요 그래서
so and it's not good enough just to be able to say it you know, from your mouth but also you should contemplate on the meaning and then that way you know, there will come change in your mind
mm-hmm. 만두디 로조치야데 샘 좋아도 인도야 그쳐드레스 마도네지 고뇨 튜뇨세 셰지여가 좀 쳇다 말했어
So again, the reason why we're studying this is, you know, to change our mind, you know, to bring some transformation in our mind, not, you know, just to know it or just to be able to say that, oh, I've known it, I've heard it, I've listened to it, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.